Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting seventh, the catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second, the third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting third, the second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Stumpf. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Rein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson strikes out. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Bengo to second, and Rothrock is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Stumpf reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein takes first base on ball four. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo strikes out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a fly ball into left field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 1 in the game. Shult hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Miller reaches second base with a double. Rothrock goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stumpf hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a fly ball into left field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti strikes out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Webb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Webb. Here's the throw into the infield and Schult is out. Burns moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Oliver reaches second base with a double. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stumpf hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Connolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 3 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bango settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. One out. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0 for 2 in the game. Bango hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Kaufman covering. Safe. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Stumpf moves to second. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Connolly strikes out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Stanton pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Buck Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton strikes out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosselin hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.